Right, now it's good to see you this morning. And I wonder how many of you here like reading books. Hands up if you like reading books. Oh, quite a lot of you. Good. And what sort of books do you like reading? What's your favourite book?
Chapter
books. Oh, right, I've heard of those. Sound interesting. Right, do they have colour pictures in them? Oh, they don't. Oh, I wouldn't like it then. What else? Who else likes reading books? Princess books, right, lovely. And Farm and Sam, and there's all sorts of books, aren't there? Interesting books. We all like story books, don't we, particularly? Now, I've got some books here this morning. I wonder if you've ever read this one. Do you know what this book is? Look at that one. Have you ever read that one? Do you think that looks interesting? No, it's a book of names, isn't it? We've got a list of people's names from A to Z, people who live in this area, and it's got a list of their addresses and their phone numbers. Do you think that would be a good book to read at night before bed?
No.
Well, it would send you off to sleep, wouldn't it? Get you off to sleep quickly if you couldn't sleep. But I've never ever seen anybody reading a book like this, have you? No. I've got another one here. This is a slightly bigger one. Have you ever read a book like that?
No.
Would you like this book?
No.
You wouldn't? Why? What sort of book is it? What's it called? The Yellow Pages. Now, why is it called the Yellow Pages? Oh, yes, because they're all yellow. The Yellow Pages. And this is a book of names again, isn't it? It's a book of names of people and all different companies who can do things for you. They can mend your cars and your houses. They can provide cleaners for your home. They can sell you shoes. All different names and addresses. Do you think that would be an interesting book to read?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I've never ever seen anybody reading the Yellow Pages. Put that one down. I've got another book here, and it's an even bigger book. This is a massive book. Right. What sort of book do you think this one is? It's a Bible, is it? Let's have a look. Ah, yes, Holy Bible. Yes, this is a big one, isn't it? And did you know the Bible is a book of names too? Did you know there are hundreds and thousands of names written in this book? Just look at this page, for example. Can you see all those names written there? Thank you. Can you see all those names? Can you read some of those names down there? Well, they're Hebrew names, aren't they? They're very, very difficult to read. It makes it very difficult for pastors, doesn't it, to read these passages in the Bible. But it's a list of hundreds of names there. And if we look through the Bible, we'll come across thousands and thousands of names. But the Bible is not a boring book, is it? In fact, the Bible is the most exciting, the most wonderful book in all the world. And these names are special names, aren't they? Aren't they? Because these are the names of God's children. They are all the names of those who are special and precious to God. He loves them dearly. And he has particularly recorded their names in this book, the Bible, so that we can learn all about God's people. We can learn the stories about Adam and about Noah and about Abraham and Moses and David and about Peter and Paul and James and John and see what they got up to and see how they loved God and what they did for God in their day. It's a book full of the names of God's special people. Do you know, boys and girls, I want to tell you that God has another book. And it's an even bigger book than this one. Now, I can hardly lift this one. This is really heavy now. I'll put it down. But you know, God has a book in heaven which is so big that you and I could never hold it, not even up together. It's massive. And it's got thousands and thousands of pages. And it's God's favourite book. It's a book that he reads at bedtime. It's a book that he reads in the morning. Do you know, it's the only book that God reads. It's his most wonderful book. And do you know, it is a book with a list of names. There are hundreds and thousands and billions of names in that book. And God loves that book because they are all the names of his children. The names of Christians. the names of all believers from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. And you know, the wonderful thing is that some time ago, some years ago, I discovered that my name was written in God's special book. And that God was reading about me. And looking at my name, night and day. And you know, Granddad Paul's name is in that book as well. And Janet's name is in that book. And Matthew's name is in that book. And there are many, many people here this morning who have their name written in God's special book in heaven. Wouldn't you like to have your name in that book? But how can we be sure? How can we know that our name is written in God's special book?
Comes to India.
What's that?
Comes to India.
Oh, sounds interesting. How can we know that? By trusting in Jesus. That's right. That's the only way we can know that our name is written in God's book in heaven. Because we've asked Jesus to forgive our sins and to come into our hearts and trust him as our Saviour. But you know, if you know your sins are forgiven by Jesus this morning, if you know that Jesus is living in your heart as your Saviour, then you know that your name is written in God's special book in heaven. And the wonderful thing is, there's going to come a day when God is going to open that book and he's going to read out those names publicly. And Jesus is going to return, and if your name is read out of that book, then Jesus is going to take you and all his people back to his Father's house in heaven, where we're going to live forever, forevermore. Isn't that wonderful? So the most important thing is to know that your name is written in God's book in heaven. Well, thank you for listening.